Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too, I see, is from the hand of God, for without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? God's Street of Gold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever had a friend tell you about a movie they saw, a vacation they went on, or a game they played that you haven't? Did you ask, "Was it fun?" or "What was it like?" That's because someone who's been there or done that knows what it's really like. The Bible book of Ecclesiastes was written by a man named Solomon. He was King David's son, and he was super rich, maybe the richest ever. So let's ask Solomon, what was it like being that rich? His answer? It wasn't worth it. That's surprising. Solomon was so rich he had anything he wanted. He had his own zoo, ate with gold plates, drank from gold cups, and sat on a gold throne. But guess what he said? I hated all the things I had worked for. Why? Because Solomon learned something important. Money and stuff don't make us truly happy. People often believe the lie that stuff will make you happy, money will make you feel safe, and both will help you do whatever you want. But Solomon found out that money doesn't keep its promises. It might feel good for a little while, but then it fades. Solomon wants us to remember what really matters: God. He wrote, "Without God, who can eat or find joy? But to the one who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness." That's the big difference between God and people. People try to get more stuff for themselves, but God gives good gifts to others, especially to you. At the very end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, there's something else golden. It's a street paved with pure gold. It's not in Solomon's kingdom. It's in heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 21 says, "The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as glass." God has a street of gold too, but he's saving it for you. So if you know that heaven is your forever home, and God is giving you something way better, why spend your life chasing after money here? We pray to our God. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.